Yep, yep. Yeah, one song, two songs. What? Think of what I could do if I had just one song. How about two? Album side? Yeah. I just want to hear my songs on the radio. You know who did that song? Our guest this morning. Yeah, Brad Mercer, Radical Bradford. That's his song. Got a brand new song. He's got a lot to talk about this morning. A lot of cool things happening in the life of one Brad Mercer, a.k.a. Radical Bradford. Buddy, how are you?
Hey, man. Don't call me Buddy.
Yeah, I know. Rad and I go so far back. I was telling the folks earlier that you and I actually met down in Jacksonville. And I remember there was a comedy club, and I think you were managing the club.
Yeah, Sassy's.
Yes. And we came in, we started doing kind of a Kill Tony. I don't know if you've seen or heard that podcast, but we were doing something similar to that, bringing, you know, comedians up, let them do a couple of minutes and have some fun with them, that kind of thing. And then you and I got to know each other. Next thing you know, you're at Rock 105, and then you and I jetted out to California for a trip that is a very, very funny trip. That remember we drank a little bit too much when we went for the job interview.
And I have it all on video.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, you know, we're not going to get this job because we drank too much on the job interview. And then they called, and we got the job. We ended up in California. Then I came to Atlanta, and then you came to Atlanta. And we worked together for a number of years, but some great times with the Radical Bradford, Brad Mercer. And Brad, I can't be happier for you. Things going real well for you.
You know, you never know in this business. It's so weird. And, you know, I've been doing it all my life. I've been in the music industry all my life. And the radio thing, the comedy thing, all that kind of just happened. But my first love has always been music and recording and writing music and not to become a big star anymore or a big radio, you know, guy.
Yeah, but it wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't hurt, but it was just the fact I have the passion to
right,
do it.
Right, yeah. You've always had that.
Yeah.
You know, Radical Bradford is one of these, or Brad Mercer, one of these guys that, like you said, he can do comedy, he can act. You got a couple of songs that are going to be in movies, right?
I do, and I'm writing one right now for a brand new movie we just got the green light for. It's the story of Bob Perzycki, who is known as Bob Perry, who was the greatest bowler in the world. And he was from New Jersey, and he used to launder money for John Gotti.
Oh,
and yeah, but the guy would bowl 900 series without fail. You give him a bowling ball, 300 game. But a drug addict, alcoholic, sometimes couldn't bowl unless he was high. And the story is just amazing.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
Right.
And I just wrote a song called In the Pocket, which got picked up.
Oh, cool.
So we're working on that right now. But, yeah, there's two other movies that I'm doing. I remember you played I'm Coming Home was my first
right.
real single.
Right.
And that's in a movie called A Stranger's Path, which is in production right now.
Well, that's
directed
awesome.
By Kevin Sorbo.
All right, now tell me the Paul McCartney connection.
Wow. Yeah, that's still surreal for me. My manager, Chip Miller, good friend of Jake Subaru, I can't pronounce his last name. He's the best ukulele player in the world. He's from Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And Jake Shima Baruko, I think is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul happened to have gone to one of his shows and on his birthday, his 82nd birthday. And he and Jake were talking about his career and how Paul says, you know, I've done so much. He says, I want to do something completely different now. I want to write music for film. And my manager, Chip, being a film guy and a screenwriter, Jake turned him on to Chip.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next day I get a call from Chip. He says, are you sitting down? And I says, yeah. He says, well, I just got a personal email from Sir Paul freaking McCartney.
Lovely.
Yeah. And I said, are you sure it was really him? Come on. I mean, people can impersonate other people.
Yeah, it could have been, Paul's
secretary.
No,
it really was.
Yeah.
And he said, he even sent me his personal Skype information. So for the last 3 months now, he and Paul have been Skyping and working on a project mm-hmm. together.
Oh, that's neat.
And thinking about doing some stuff. And they even scheduled a kind of a little get-together at Paul's place out here in California. And we were all getting ready to go. Paul even invited me and my wife. And we're getting close, and all of a sudden, MPL decided to throw 30 more dates at him in Brazil. So they had to cancel our little get-together for another time.
Geez. Yeah.
See, so we're still waiting on that. Paul's now resting up. He's got, as you know, what he's been doing. He was in New York, and kind of resting up from his Got Back tour, so we're just waiting to hear from him, see what he wants to do.
Keep us posted on that one.
Oh, I will. It's like now, I say, it's really surreal for me, and it's the top of my bucket list. That was filled.
Now, as I recall, Brad, the song and the video that you did for "I'm Coming Home,"
right,
kind of loosely based on a Beatles video, right?
Yes, actually, the real quick backstory of that, my manager, when he was 18, 19 years old, won tickets to go see this band at Apple Studios. And he didn't know what band it was. He shows up, and it happened to have been the Beatles shooting the Hey Jude video.
Ah.
So Chip, as a kid, was standing directly behind Paul. You could see him in the actual video. And he got to know Lindsey Hogg and the guy that directed it. And Lindsey at that time was, I think, 19. And over the years, 40 years later, they're working together on film projects.
Mm-hmm.
So when Chip heard the song, "I'm Coming Home," he says, man, I got the perfect music video we're going to shoot. He says, we're going to do it just like Hey Jude. The same camera angles, the same setup, the whole bit. And we ended up doing that, and he sent it to Paul. And Paul said it was the most awesome thing he's seen in a long time. He loved the song and is looking forward to hearing more from this Brad Mercer guy.
That's cool, buddy. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, especially when you've got it written down in text form that was sent to you directly from Paul. You know, that's cool.
Yeah, we're talking to Brad Mercer, a.k.a. Radical Bradford from the old 96 Rock days. And, Brad, you got signed by a record label out of Nashville, right?
Yeah, and that's really kind of strange because that doesn't happen anymore. As far as labels are concerned, you know, it's not like in the old days. You get yourself an advance, and they give you all this money. You go in and you record, and of course, you always pay that money back in the long run on your tours and stuff. But I'm not the touring kind of guy anymore.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I love playing and I love doing the local gigs here. Once in a while I'll go to Arizona or Nerthling Records, the label, is from out of Nashville and Thailand, and they're doing really well, and they really liked my stuff, and contacted Chip, and we signed, and so I immediately went into the studio and started working on an EP, and this first single that you're going to play is the first one off mm-hmm. this out of the studio.
Yeah, it's called No Matter What.
No Matter What. I wrote it. I actually wrote it for my wife. You know,
how is she doing, by the way?
She's doing good. We're all in the holding pattern. We're she's going in for a PET scan and an MRI and going in for her third cancer surgery.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
For breast cancer. But her, I mean, she's she's relentless. You know, she goes out and she digs roots out of tree roots and I'm really exercising. We saw the doctor today and she's very positive about everything. It's stage two. Okay.
Right.
And so he says, I'm going to go in and get that little thing. And so we're all positive about it.
I wish both of you the best on that.
Well, I appreciate it. So the song's about her.
Okay. All right. And anything else you want to mention about the song? Who's playing on it?
I did most of the work myself. The drummer is John Weir. He's in my band, The Profile, which is who I use when I go out and play live. And then I've got Gene Beavers on bass and Hollywood Jimmy Perito on guitar. And that's the three guys I have with me. It's a four-piece band.
Okay.
But I ended up doing all of the other stuff you hear on that record. And even the horn sections.
Okay. After we play it, people want to grab it. Where can they do that?
They can do it. They can. But it won't release until early March because it's not officially released yet.
Oh, so it's world premiere audio again.
That's why I came to you.
Wow, that's
and that's why I sent it to you because
you know what?
I mean, I'll tell you what, that Close Enemies, badass band.
And we had world premiere audio from them this morning and now from Brad. How about that?
Yeah, and then I could probably open for them.
Yeah, I'll put in a good word for you.
Yeah, I got a whole set of original stuff that kicks.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I think that would be wonderful. How about an international tour?
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Get back out on the road. Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. You get older, Brad.
I'll get Paul McCartney's guys to you know, set me up and stuff. So.
Yeah, how about the Trace Foster in Close Enemies? Is Angus Young's
Trace being attacked for AC/DC?
How about that? What a great job that would be.
Man.
Yeah, just turn it up.
I have to do my own stuff.
Yeah, I got to do. Boy, that's the worst part, isn't it? Lugging the equipment in, lugging the equipment out.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. Hey, Brad. Brad, good to catch up with you, man. Let me know about the McCartney thing if that happens. I think that's going to be wonderful. You can
will. And another really quick mention on A Stranger's Path. I even have a song in the beginning of the movie,
okay,
which is my take on Johnny Cash and U2's Wanderer.
You know what? We need to get you to come back on and we'll play that.
Okay.
You did a great job on that.
I appreciate that. Thanks.
What are you doing next Wednesday?
Probably talking to you.
Okay. Why don't you come back next Wednesday and we'll play this cover that you did of Johnny Cash.
All right, you still have it, right? You
got it. I'll have to dig through the archives. I think I've got it somewhere, but let's do that.
Okay, we'll do it.
Buddy, I appreciate the time this morning. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, bro. You take care of yourself.
All right, here's Brad Mercer. This is brand new. It's called No Matter What. That's Brad Mercer. It's called No Matter What.